September milk production was less than 1% higher than in 2018, but the increase was still surprising to dairy analyst Mark Stevenson from the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
That usually doesn't happen unless we have pretty good quality feed and a real strong incentive to produce milk.
Farmers have the incentive, with milk prices at $18 per 100 pounds compared to $16 last September. But Stevenson wonders if higher production is sustainable, especially because the number of dairy cows continues to decline.
I'm just doubtful that quality of our feed with the poor harvest that we've had is good enough to support that kind of increase in milk per cow.
Most farms are in debt after four tough years, so Stevenson doesn't expect herds to expand quickly. That should keep milk prices strong into 2020. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.